So we're looking at the piece of in Meimaroim Meloich al Kolom Kuloi Bichvaydecha from the Rosh Hashanah davening. We daven to Hashem that He should rule over the entire world with His glory. And it's on page, the old edition, it's page Reish Samech, the new edition, on Reish Lamed Hei. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and of course this is an important piece automatically if it's dealing with the Malchus of Hashem, so that's the essence of Rosh Hashanah, is being Mamlech the Melech, is proclaiming Hashem as King over the world. So we have to know a little bit of what that aspect of king is. And this is what he says. Shnei ofanim shel hanagat meluchahim. There are two styles, we'll call it. Two styles of the rulership of kingship. Ha'echad, one is melucha mitoch hakara begadlut chochmato shel hamelech. Is the kingship, now we're talking, he's talking about the recognition of kingship, relating to the kingship, can be through recognition in the great wisdom of the king, v'koach nifla'ot hanagato et ha'medina, and the power, you know, of the amazing power, or the power of his amazing hanhaga, of his amazing leadership of the country. That's one possible way of appreciating, of recognizing the Melech, is recognizing his greatness and the chachma with which he rules and runs the country. Vasheni, in the second style of Melucha, Bikach Zra Shel Gvura, is through the power of the might, the Gvura, of the Melech, right? People, he has tight control over his constituents. People are afraid of him. They know that if they step out of bounds, if they transgress one of the laws, they're in for trouble. So those are two ways of viewing. First of all, it's really dependent. Usually, it's dependent on the king himself, obviously, right? If the king is trying to run the country with an iron hand, so people are going to be afraid of him. They're just going to recognize him through that, the Malchus of Gvura, the kingship of power. And if he runs the country in, I would say, a more pleasant way, he would take the people and rule over the people with a chachma, with a wisdom where people say, like, wow, he's, you know, he's doing great projects, he's putting together great great systems that, you know, to help the country run well. So that would be an appreciation, right? It would kind of be, it's fear versus appreciation. And those are two styles of melucha. You know, when we take them to the extreme, you know, obviously the Koach HaGvura can be a dictatorship. And that's usually people aren't so fond of that king, and then there would be the very wise kings that people appreciate. Ha'evdel sheben shnei amlachim eile hu bezeh. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says. The difference between these two kings is as follows: Shayachas lemelech harishon hu chiyuvi. The relationship that people have to the first king, the way they relate to the first king, is a positive one. Shakol chafetzim bo bechiyuv gamur. Everyone wants that king in a positive and a completely positive way. They know that this guy's good. He runs the country well. He's for the people, and that's beneficial for all the people. And therefore, they want that kind of a king. Whereas the way of relating to the second king is a relationship of a negative one alone. Because everyone wants to just get rid of him, and they're not able. Nobody wants a king who's going to be ruling over them by might. Kimochen. So, similarly, bekabolas oil, Malchuso Yisborach. A similar way is in regards to the Malchus of Hashem, of being mekabel, the yoke of Hashem's Malchus. Lifnei achet, before the sin, ho Elokim asa shiru milfanav. It's from the Pasuk in Koheles, Perak Gimel, Pasuk Yudal. Did they add in the Maramakimus? Oh, you guys have it easy. In the old print, it doesn't say the Maramakimus. So, before the sin, right, Hashem made that they would be, people would be afraid of him. Haino mipachad gedulato. It's not really afraid, it's that they would be in awe of him. That would be a more accurate definition. That from the trepidation of his greatness. And for that was required recognition. The more the recognition increased, that much more they were in awe of him. But as we know, the sin caused that the worlds fell. Ubiyom achalcha mimenu mot tamut, as the pasuk in Bereishis says, that on the day that you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will die. Hainu, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe interprets this in a deeper way. She'al yedei hachet yishtane hayachas lemalchut. That through the sin, the relationship to the malchus will change. She'shuv lo tiye mitoch hakara begadluto. It no longer will be, the malchus will no longer be through recognition of his greatness. Ele mitoch she'biyado la'amit ve'la'chiyot. It's going to be based on the fact that is in the hand of Hashem to kill and to give life. So that's Uliyoma Khalchami Menu Moisto. I'm not sure where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe sees this in the Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk is Chayra, not referring to Malchus, you know, it's just saying that when you eat you're gonna die, that's the simple meaning. I'm not 100% sure where he's getting this from. But that's it, unless he's just saying that, listen, the whole world is going to fall into a state of Misa, right? When the world is lowered, it's going to fall into a state of Misa, in which case, that's like the fundamental point on which your relationship to Hashem is going to run. If you think about it, right, that's really what our lives become. The second that there's death in the world, basically everything in our life is kind of circling that fact that at some point there's Misa. A person needs to make a parnasa. Everything we do is always like pushed from that angle that there's an end to this life. And of course, that would affect, that does affect the relationship, our relationship to Hashem. That's so that our relationship to Hashem is also going to be always kind of that, circling that point of, listen, Hashem is the one that gives life and the one that takes life. Now that's a big yerida from what was before the Chet. Before the Chet, Adam Rishon had an appreciation of Hashem as the Melech HaOlam from the first status, from the first type of Malchus, which is that Hashem runs the world in the most amazing, beautiful way. So calculated. And after he falls into Chet, well, then the basic relationship becomes, instead of that one, becomes a fearful relationship where we are afraid of him because he's the one that takes life and gives life.
Is this Yira
Ilah and Yira Tata? So Moshe is asking, is this Yira Ilah and Yira Tata? And yes, it is. It's a very, that's correct. Like the Sfarim speak about, and Balatanya and speaks about a lot, that there's two ideas of Yira that we have. There's a Yira Ilah and Yira Tata. And that is that the Yira Ilah is what we call, and what the Sfarim call, Yiras Haroimimus. It's being in fear, which really means in awe of Hashem because of his exaltedness, because of his greatness. And then there's the lower fear, the Yira Tata, which the lower fear, which is the Yiras Ha'oinesh. We're afraid of punishment. We're afraid of the fact that Hashem meets out punishment. So yet, the world basically fell from the Yiras Ha'roimimus to Yiras Ha'oinesh. Now it's our job to work on ourselves to increase the Yiras Ha'roimimus and try to lessen the, not lessen our Yiras Ha'oinesh, but lessen the focus and the need for the Yiras Ha'oinesh to kick in. It's always important that the Yiras Ha'oinesh should be there. As far as I say, that Yiras Ha'roimimus on its own is not enough. You're going to always, you know, there are times that come up where that Yiras Ha'roimimus could become faded or blocked based on a certain taiva, some surprise or a certain difficulty, whatever it is, and then you need that Yiras Ha'oinesh to kick in. So it's an important base that we have. But the avoda is to try to constantly increase the Yiras Ha'roimimus. Now, Be'agia Rosh Hashanah Sheboi Bayoim Choyzer Ha'olam L'Nikudato HaRishona L'Shelefnei Achet. When Rosh Hashanah comes along, and this is very, very important point, this first sentence. When Rosh Hashanah arrives, which is the day when the world goes back, it returns to its initial point before the Chet, right? People forget that the Chet of Adam HaRishon was on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam HaRishon is brought into the world, and on that very day, he sinned. So the world returns to point A of creation of Adam HaRishon, which means returns to that level where Yiras Ha'roimimus is supposed to kick in. Chozeret HaDrisha Limkoma. And that's why he says, on that day of Rosh Hashanah, the drisha, the demand, the need, comes back to its place. Sheyikablu akol malchuso biratzon mitoch hakara begdulato. The demand, the need, that people, that everyone should accept Hashem's malchus with will, based on recognition in the godless of Hashem, based on recognition of Hashem's greatness, and not on the fact that he can kill you, that comes back. That's, you know, it's stirred. It's stirred on Rosh Hashanah. Lo mipnei yira migvurato, not the person shouldn't be having fear based on the gvura of Hashem. So what he's saying is, we know from the Sfarim, the Arizal makes this point, and the Sfarim, based on the Arizal, speak about this, is that every Yom Tov, every Moed throughout the year, really returns, right, really stirs the same spiritual essence and need and bechina of what originally took place on that day to make it a moed, so that on Purim, right, whatever took place back then of Purim, whatever that great day is, that is stirred on Purim, that comes alive on Purim, and it becomes a battery for the year. You have to nourish from that day that specific koach. On Pesach, there's the special koach of Pesach. On Sukkot, there's the special koach of Sukkot. And these days are always, like you would say, based, you know, the Gemara, Choyzer V'Niyor. It's those flavors, right? Those inyanim are stirred on those very days.
Pitch when you say that.
Huh?
Now's the time for a pitch when you say that.
Right. So Rosh Hashanah, of course, what is stirred? First day of creation of man, which is considered the beginning of Bria Sa'olam. And what's special about that day is that man was created on that day, and that was actually the only few hours of creation until this point in time. It will, you know, it will happen again, but up to this day, there was only those few hours where the world ran on the recognition of Hashem's greatness, as opposed to the recognition of Hashem's ability to take away life. And therefore, the demand for that is stirred once again on Rosh Hashanah, that we should recognize the greatness of Hashem and not just His gvura, His might. Shuv lo yir'ah sheba rak pachad gvurato. We know no longer that there should be fear on Rosh Hashanah. At least there shouldn't be this yira only based on trepidation of His might. El kezu sheba mitoch hakara bekoach gdulato mikol hagvanim. but rather a yira that is based on, it's stemming from the recognition in the koich of his greatness in all its different elements and colors. Keshekabalat malchuto beratzon mipnei hakara begadluto. When receiving his malchus beratzon is done based on the recognition of his godless, tuvo v'chazdo, his goodness and his kindness, az mitgale gam koach gvurato hamishalem. So then, along with that, also becomes revealed the koach, the power of his might, which complements the koach of his greatness, of his gdula. As in all of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's writings, and I've pointed this out in the past, and I'm going to point it out over here, even when Rabbi Yaakov Moshe speaks in more in regular terminology, in pshat terminology, he's really hinting to Kabbalah concepts. And here as well, these are key words, right? He differentiates here bekoach gedulato versus bekoach gvurato. And those are the two spheres of gdula is chesed and gvura is din. So what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying is a very important Kabbalistic concept. The Zohar says that the right, the koach of the right, we know that there's this idea of three kavim, three lines, three rows, if you want to call it, like, right? There's the right, left, and center. The right connotes kindness, is the bechin of chesed. The left is the koach of din, which is judgment, gvura, power, might. And the middle is the koach of rachamim, tiferes, which is a blend of kindness and judgment, right? Sometimes translated as mercy. It's a blend of the two bechinas. So the Zohar says that the right entails within it, encompasses within it, includes within it the power of the left. But the left does not include within it the power of the right. Chesed includes within it din, but din does not include within it chesed. Okay? Why? Sometimes, to be kind to someone, you have to be cruel. That's just the way it is, right? If you're going to give a little child, we've used this mashal in the past, if you're going to give the little child every single thing he wants or she wants, right, then that's going to be cruel. They're going to have stomach aches and throw up, and you know, you give them the candies, just fill them up. And that's obviously a very, very basic mashal. It can't give your teenagers, you can't give it. There has to be gvura in order to be truly kind. There needs to be a gvura that's included within your way of doing chesed. So the koach of gvura is kalul. That's the lashon of the Zohar, is included in chesed. But the koach of gvura is not, because the essence of gvura is always withholding. It's overpowering and withholding, and it does not include the ability of chesed. So the pasuk says, "Olam chesed ibane." The world was built on chesed, and the Sfarim teach us that chesed includes within it all the seven spheres that begin from chesed on down. Chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus. And the chesed is all inclusive of all those seven, which are all the right, left, and center spheres of the that relate to this world, the seven bottom ones which relate to this world of 7 days, etc. So therefore, if we recognize Hashem on Rosh Hashanah through the koach of his gedula, which is the koach of his chesed, the koach of how he's mashpia on this world, the koach how he runs this world with such an unbelievable chachma, how everything is so intertwined. And you know, the more science has advanced, the more chachma we are zeichet to see and understand with our intellect, it is so deep and amazing. You just have to, like, just, you know, if you're misbinding it, the Rambam says, right, to a way of recognizing Hashem is you look at nature and you appreciate the beautiful brias of Hashem. And today, on top of that, it is to understand the intricacies of all those brias individually, and how they're all interrelated, and when it gets then into the deeper physics, it's there's phenomenal stuff going on. So that is the way we should be relating to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is an appreciation of that tremendous Koach HaGdula. Memela, we recognize in it His Gevura. You know, we'll recognize the, you know, show. The thunder that he koyach gvurasa, we recognize the gvura automatically as a part of his gedula. It automatically becomes revealed as well. It's because it complements the chesed. So, we're continuing now. Zeh toichin hadavar shayomim aneroim hem yimei rachamim v'yimei din gam yachad. And this is the content of the matter. This is the essence of the matter that we say the yomim neroim are days of mercy and days of judgment together. We find the Yom Ha'Ra'im referred to as Chodesh HaRachamim, the month of mercy. We find it referred to as days of mercy. But we also find it, of course, Yom Hadin, Yemei Hadin, the days of judgment. Which one is it? The answer is that it's both. It explains Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, because if we recognize Hashem's Malchus from the aspect of His greatness, how wise He is, how smart, how intricate his leadership of this world is, then we appreciate, along with that, the koach of His gvura, which is the koach of din. Im zochim lekabel malchuto mitoch hakarat hachesed v'rav tuv godlo v'tifarto. If we merit accepting His kingship based on recognition of the chesed and the multitude of the good of His greatness, v'tifarto, pay attention here, He throws in the third sphera of tiferes, which is, right, splendor, it's that merging together of chesed and din. Azai hayamim em yimei rachamim. So then the days are going to be days of rachamim. And rachamim, again, is the key word we said that's used very often usually for the middle column, which is that merging together of chesed and din, of gedula and gvura, giving us the teferes. So those days will then become days of mercy. Ve'im en mishtadlim lezeh, azay ayim imayim edin. But if we don't work to that goal, then the days are going to be days of judgment. Yamim shimitgalet baim gvurato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, days that what's going to be revealed on them is only the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen, and this is a very beautiful point, the last sentence here. Lachen achrei hayamim hanoraim baim yimei asimcha. For this reason, after the yomim hanoraim, the awesome days, right, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseres Yemei Teshuva, come the days of simcha, of happiness, right? Sukkos. Sha'az yotzim Yisrael bedimus. Sorry. But then the Jewish people go out, right, in all their fanfare. Umarim lekol shenitzchu, and they show everyone, right? The Medrash says, go out with their lulav and esrog, and that's a sign of like the army of Hashem walking out and showing, you know, they've defeated the enemy. They've been successful. They've been victorious, right? So the Jewish people go out and they show to everyone that they have been victorious. Umekablim em az malchuto biratzon ubeahava besimcha ubetuv levav. And they accept then His malchus with will, with love, with happiness, and with goodness of heart. So basically, the days of Sukkos reveal that Klal Yisrael has accepted the Malchus of Hashem in the Bechina of Koidem Achet and not in the Bechina of Achre Achet. Right? It shows that the Jewish people recognize Hashem not just because He's Mechaya Mesin, not just because He's Meimis or Mechaya, but something much deeper than that is the appreciation of what's really going on. The appreciation of Hashem's kavod, shakol bara lechvoide, that everything over here is created for the kavod of Hashem. And Klal Yisrael, that's part of so much of our tefillos is just that. The tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, as we know, are not focused at all on life or death. The Goyim, added in certain phrases that we add in, which talk about life as well. Zachreinu l'chaim, kasveinu l'chaim, right? There they added in this idea, which on the pshat level is life. Of course, it also means more than that. It means chayei olam haba. But there you also have on the pshat level a mention of, you know, of life that can relate to an olam hazadik, a life. But the rest of Shemona Esrei, the tefillas, meloich al kol ha'olam kulay bichvoidecha, we are being mamlich Hashem with the kavod of Hashem, with the glory of Hashem, not with his fearful, not with the fearful aspects of Hashem, right? Not the frightening, I should say, the frightening aspects of Hashem. No, that's not what we're saying. We're not saying Hashem, scare the heck out of them. You know, come on, Hashem, wipe them out. You know, show them who you are. Give everyone corona, and except for the Jewish people. You know, like Chas v'Shalom, we actually say, no, Hashem, rule over the entire world with your glory. Be good to everyone. And let everyone see and recognize your greatness. And that is because that's what Klal Yisrael is about. Klal Yisrael is about, and then this is the day of Rosh Hashanah, is when we're supposed to tap into that. It's the battery of this of the year Ilo'a for the whole entire year, is to tap into that Bechina of appreciating Hashem on the deeper level of Yiras HaRoimimus. And the whole Shemona Esrei is really focused on that. I'm just looking at a question here somebody's asking. Okay. And then the following days of Sukkot are be'etzem a revelation of that. Because think about it. If we were mekabel, the malchus of Hashem, just based on fear, what would we be going into a sukkah? The sukkah, we know, the psukim say, the Arizal says, it's based on the Zohar, is the bechina of v'yemino techabkeni. The pasuk says, smolo tachat l'roshi, there's another pasuk, smolo tachat roshi, with the lat lamed, v'yemino techabkeni. My left hand is under the head, and I should say his left hand is under my head, and his right hand will hug me. So the Arizal explains that smolo tachas l'roshi, the left. What's the left? It's the din. When does the din take place? Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the beginning of the pasuk is Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, is the left hand of Hashem under my head. Now under my head also shows a warmth. It's a warmth, but still the left hand. So it's Yira, but it's a Yira Saroimimus. V'yemina techabkeni, says the Arizal, esukis, the right hand hugs me. That's the hug that Hashem gives us on Sukkot. The Arizal says that's why the basic sukkah, the basic kosher sukkah, the Gemara says, is two walls that are next to each other, like in an L form, and then a third wall that connects to one of those two walls, a tefach's length. So the Arizal says, why is that two and a tefach? Because that represents the yamin of Hashem, the right hand of Hashem, the armor in the hand of a person, kibiyochel, right, is like when you hug someone, you put the arm around the person, so you have like an L shape being formed with the tefach as the hand that goes around. So that's the yamina techabkeinu. The sukkah is the hug that Hashem gives us, that warm hug of the right hand that He gives us. There would be no place for that warm hug of the sukkah, where we feel Hashem's warmth, if the left hand of Hashem was the hand that smacks us in the face, chalila. If that was what Rosh Hashanah is about, right? There would be no cause for this great happiness that we go out with the Arba Minim and say, ah, look at our king. What do you mean, look at our king? Nobody's proud of that kind of a king. Nobody's happy to. We all want to get rid of such a king. But no, Sukkot reveals that the king that we accepted upon ourselves, our recognition of Hashem, is something beautiful. It's something where that's a smoil, is tachas l'roshi, is underneath my head. He's holding me up. He's supporting me. He's giving me. He's providing for me. He's there for me. Even in his bechinas hadin, even in the bechina of the din, the difficulties that he gives me are all for my benefit. It's a recognition. That is the way we recognize Hashem. Now, Somebody asked me over here on the chat function, does the Chet Ha'aretz, which preceded Chet Adam HaRishon, have any effect on our Rosh Hashanah? Now, the truth of the matter is that of course it does, because in the Sfarim it says that the fact that the land sinned and and produced trees that didn't taste, right, where there's a difference between the taste of the wood and the fruit, that ended up causing the Chet of Adam HaRishon. We once spoke about this in a shir. I'm not going to go into it now. But, so, ultimately the land is responsible for Chet taking place. And there's a lot of depth to what's going on over here, because the land represents the physicality. And it's the physicality that pinches us. It's the physicality that sets us off, you know, and ends up causing us to do Chet. I think it's kind of brought down in this form from what I remember, but I don't have a source that I could say straightforward. But when we do on sukkahs, when we build the sukkah, right, what do we do? What's the halachas of the sukkah, of the schach, which is the ikr of the sukkah? It has to be gidulei karka. It has to be some, right? It has to be something that grew from the ground. That's what has to hover over us. Now, the schach represents the bechina of Hashem's Shechina over us, hovering over us. So we take this thing that grew out of the land, meaning we take the physicality, we take the aretz, we take the gedulei aretz, we take this thing which ultimately caused us to sin, and now when it comes to Sukkos, that becomes the representation of the Shechina that is hugging us and over us. Because I think that's an amazing, amazing point, is because through tshuva we realize that's like a bechina of the, you know, zdeines nasuk his chuyos already, right? That the tshuva me'ava, the tshuva from the, based on love of Hashem, the recognition of Hashem's greatness, which leads us to the love of Hashem, that reveals that the thing that made us do the chet, that nisayon, the physicality, was really there in order to bring us to the biggest heights. Without the physicality, we could never get to the sukkah. So it's true we fell on the way, but retroactively, once we do tshuva, it's revealed how the physicality doesn't impede man's growth, but leads to man's growth. And that's something which is important for us to remember as well when we come before Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, and the Sesame Tshuva, Yom Kippur. We all have regrets, hopefully. We all have charata on things that took place and our failings. But if we turn to Hashem with an appreciation and with a love, we can then also appreciate the lackings that we have. You know, let's say a person is naturally a bal taiva. He naturally likes food and he just loses himself, or he likes, or other, you know, money, whatever he has, and he hates him, he eats himself away on the fact that he has that chisaron. We all have chisaronis, and we all would rather not have those chisaronis, and we kind of somewhere there, we're always a little bit, I think, I'm pretty sure, kind of like feel a little bit of a complaint to Hashem. Come on, like, why'd you do that to me? Why'd you give me that? Why, like, I would prefer if you didn't. And the answer to that is that no, our chesroinus are the minuses waiting to become pluses. And if you didn't have that minus, you wouldn't be able to get to the height of what you're supposed to get. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and during our time of tshuva, we should grasp those opportunities, recognize that exactly those things that we fail in will allow us through tshuva to reach the biggest heights possible, so that we'll take the ground and we'll turn it into schach. You know, we'll take what grows from the ground and we'll turn it into schach, which is the shechina that's sochech, hovering over us. And dafka, that will be our deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Bez Hashem, are there any questions first? Any questions on what we spoke? No.
I have two related questions.
Okay.
The first first thing is, I'm not sure it's directly related. I'm always confused by, on the one hand, we attribute the Din of Hashem to the middle of Kavura. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah is more about Malchus. It sounds like the Din comes from Malchus more than Kavura.
Okay, so Ramosh, just in case, I don't know if everybody hears or not, but Ramosh asked that we spoke about Din over here, and we see that there's a lot of talk about Malchus. So how does Din and Malchus relate to each other? And I'm not going to give a full answer, but I will use a phrase that's used in the Sfarim, Dina de Malchusa Dina, which is the Gemara, right? And the Gemara and the Sfarim explain that the Dina de Malchusa is Din, meaning the essential Bechina of Malchus is the epitome of Din. So that the although Malchus appears when it comes to the spheres in the bottom of the middle column, it grows out of the left. That's without getting into the details of it. It grows out of the left, and therefore Din and Malchus are really ultimately one and the same. The Malchus is actually the deepest point or the most bottom point of Din in that sense. But again, Din can be, but you see, that's the difference. The Malchus, although it grows out of Din, the purpose of the Malchus, and that's why it's in the middle column, is to express the Chesed as well. The Malchus really is the Koach of expression, and it's supposed to express all the spheres from all the columns. That's why it's the bottom of the middle column, because everything funnels into it and is expressed in the Malchus. And expression, by the way, is the Koach of Din. It's giving limit in order to reveal something. You have to give it a framework. You have to frame it, and that framing is Din. It's giving gvulas. It's giving limitation. If you don't have limitation, you don't have it, right? If you don't have a cup, you don't have the water in your hand. So that koach of Malchus, although it's Din, it also relates to and is needed and is part of the function of the Chesed, of the goodness of Hashem. It's the Kli Kibul which allows through which Hashem gives to us, which is what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's the Koach of the Din through which Hashem is now going to give us throughout the whole year what we need. Bez Hashem, I hope that I wish everyone a Ksiv Chsim Teva, good Geben Shah. We should all be Zeicha that this year should be a year of tremendous Shefa, Bracha, Vatzlacha to everyone on a personal level, and to the Kol Yisrael and to the entire world. It shouldn't just be getting out of the Corona as Sur Meira, but it should be getting somewhere way, way higher than that. We should be going from the ground to the Schach this year, Be'ez Hashem, to get to Bizeicha, to feel the Yamina Techapkeni and the Shefer Gadol. You talk about Shefer Gadol, we should Bizeicha to hear the Shefer Gadol this year, Be'ez Hashem. So a good vach and a good kibbutz.
Koyach.
Okay. Kol tov.